Zondervan presents Amber Morn by Brendolyn Collins, read by Buck Scherner, engineered by Mark Valenzuela. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death the righteous have a refuge. Proverbs 14:32. Saturday, May 24th, 2008. Part 1. Attack. 1. Any man going on this mission wasn't coming back. Cluttered kitchen, cluttered head. Kent Wixell could hardly think straight. It wasn't supposed to start like this. Dread anticipation pumped through his veins as he faced off with his second son, vigilante Brad, gunning to take on the world. At 29, he thought he knew more than anybody. Kent's voice seethed.
For the 15th time, this job's for me and Mitch. You are staying home. We ain't leaving your mom alone.
They'd been arguing for the past 10 minutes. Too long. They needed to get out of there. Brad stood his ground, face like granite. His cool blue eyes stabbed Kent.
I ain't staying here.
His voice pulsed low.
I watched over TJ since he was born, just as much as Mitch has, and I ain't stopping now.
Kent surged forward 2 steps, finger punching the air.
I'm telling you no. I won't let you...
Lenora caught his arm.
Stop, Kent. Let him go.
He turned to her, jaw loosening. She stared back, a terrible, grim determination pressing her lips. Kent's knees went weak.
No, no, no. Where had